So we are on the top of Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph here in Baba Basra. Thank you very much for coming. Tana Rabbanan, we were taught by our sages in Ebraisa. Ein mistakrin be'eretz Yisrael bedvarim sheyesh ben chayei nefesh. So in the land of Israel, we don't add steps to the food chain just for the sake of earning profit, if it's something that people need for their basics. So okay, let's say somebody who grows wheat, so he should sell the wheat. But we shouldn't have a situation where the wholesaler buys wheat and then he sells it to another guy who sells it to another guy, and each step along the way there's another markup. So finally, by the time it gets to the consumer, it becomes very expensive, because we have to make sure to keep the prices of the basics in Eretz Yisrael low, to keep people in Eretz Yisrael, keep the people in Eretz Yisrael eating. Yeah.
But Rabbi, the head of them is El Al, okay? which is owned by the government of Israel.
Yeah.
And during the holidays, they double up the price of tickets there. Isn't that
It certainly is, as okay. We said yesterday, but the fact that the government of Israel sold Tnuva to the Chinese is certainly a terrible thing in light of our Gemara. Here you have a monopoly, so you can't really compete with Tnuva, and they sold it to the Chinese, which is terrible. So now you have the Chinese gouging the people of Israel who need to eat cottage cheese. So that's, it's exactly the problem. Unfortunately, in Israel, we have lots of issues we don't have Mashiach yet, right? You have the fact that there's a $6 billion arms industry in Israel. Gemara Avodah Zarah says Jews are not allowed to sell weapons to non-Jews because we suspect that the non-Jews kill with the weapons. $6 billion, I mean, it's not only defensive weapons, a lot of offensive weapons that they sell as well, which is a huge issue. And there's abortion, there are all sorts of things going on in the Jewish state that haven't yet gotten the full tikkun, unfortunately.
Rabbi, what about the Yosef in Mitzrayim?
Right.
Was that a problem? Because outside of the land?
Yeah, you had to be there for food. They had to live.
Right.
They couldn't live in the land.
He stored all the food.
That was fine. That was to save the people. We saw that for the sake of famine, you can store food away.
They had to pay with all their everything.
That's fine. That was for the sake of Paro. So, what are the examples of the basics? Kigon yeno, shmanim, uslatos, wines, oils, and fine flowers. However, Amru Elav Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they say about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was a very wealthy man, shahaya mishtaker b'yayin v'shemen, that he used to trade in wine and oil, even though he was another layer, an added layer that added cost ultimately to the consumer. He was a middleman, so why could he do that? So b'yayin sevel k'Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. In wine, he held like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira that better to get the wine out of Israel, because it's not good for people to get drunk. And b'shemen, and in terms of oil, b'asad Rav Elazar ben Azariah shchicha mishcha, in that town of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, they had a lot of oil. So the fact that he was a middleman didn't mean that the end price was going to be so unbearable for people. There was a lot of oil around, a lot of supply, the prices were low. And as a result, he would, in fact, engage in trading in oil.
So, Rabbi, I thought during the time is a mitzvah, Rabbi.
Now you see, the Gemara is not so into wine.
So, Rabbi, that's the wine really is, they're trying to limit it, then why is it a yishvim chayin nefesh? It shouldn't be included in the list.
It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, whether you want to limit the wine or you don't. That's the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim. Tana Rabbanan, we lived in a braisa. Here's something which is a basic eggs. Ein mistakrin pamayim bebeitzim. You can't have two steps in of middlemen in selling of eggs. Amar Mari Bar Mari. Mari Bar Mari said, what an interesting name, Mari Bar Mari. So others say it was Mari Bar Mar. Not Mari Bar Mari. So pligi bar Rav uShmuel. Here there's an argument between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar al Chad Shrei. What that means is you can't buy an egg for a dinar and then sell it for 2 dinars. You can't have a profit margin of 100%. Chad Amar Tagur LeTagur. It means what we've been saying till now, that a wholesale merchant who buys the eggs from the farmers should not sell it to a second wholesaler who will then sell it to the retailers, because then the prices keep going up. Rather, the guy who's the wholesaler should sell it directly to the consumers to keep the price low.
If your landlord is easy, you have to double up, triple the rent. That's
the true rabbi, everything they're selling here is almost four times for what it costs in China to make. If I buy it for $20 from there, the retail will be $120. If they go 50, 50, 50.
Why? No, 60.
I buy it for 20, sell it for 40.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 40, sell it for 80. 80. I'm sorry.
Tana Rabbanan, Linden Abraisa. Matrian al Pragmatia. If costs of living are so difficult and merchandise is in danger, we make a hysterical prayer. You know, we scream and shout and say Tehillim, what they call Tehillim rallies. Afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, if the merchandise prices have dropped, we pray with desperation that God should save the merchants and save the businesses, and we shouldn't have, you know, AIG and Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and collapses. Even on Shabbos, we should be praying for the survival of the sudden drop of merchandise, that the prices should come back. What's that?
No, we say
Misha Berach. That's right.
So we shouldn't say Kaddish.
So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Kigon Klei Pishtan B'Bavel. An example of this would be if linen garments, suddenly the price of the linen garments in Bavel dropped, because that's not exactly a basic, so we don't want the prices to drop, because then people are going to go out of business. And yayin v'shemen be'eretz Yisrael, and wine and oil in the land of Israel. Apparently, most of the people at the time would be supported by wine and oil. And so if the prices of wine and oil are dropping, you have lots of people who are going to be in grave danger of businesses collapsing, of having debts and other problems. So we have to pray that the prices should go back up. Rav Yosef said, you know what's a disaster? V'hu dizal, if the prices have dropped so much, the Kamasara Beshita, that the price of 10 garments is down to the price, what used to be the price of 6 garments. So if there's a loss, I guess, of 40% of the prices, so then, you know, close to 50%, that's a disaster that we need to pray even on Shabbos. But, you know, if the prices have dropped 20%, 30%, not so crazy yet, we don't need to start praying on Shabbos. Taner Abanim, we lived in a Braisa. In Yotzin, Me'aretz L'chutz L'aretz. You're not allowed to leave the land of Israel to go to outside the land of Israel. But you are allowed to leave to eat. So Elim Kein Amdu Sasayim Besela. If what used to cost, if 2 sah of wheat used to cost half a sela, and now they've doubled in price, now it costs 1 sela, so then you can leave. In other words, if wheat, if flour, if bread, the price of bread doubles, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Amar Reb Shimon said, "Emasai, when is this true? Bizman she'eino motze likach. That's only true if you don't have enough money to buy the wheat because the prices have gone so high. Aval bizman she'motze likach. But let's say you are thankfully wealthy and you have the ability to buy. Safilu amda sa'abasalas. Even if the prices have not just doubled, the prices have quadrupled. What used to be 2 sa' used to be half a sela. Now a single sa' is a sela. Lo yaitse, you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. That's Reb Shimon Yochai used to say. If you have the money to buy food, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, even though there's a famine and it's going to take a lot of that money away. Because Eli Melech, who was the wife, the husband of Naomi, Machlon, and Kilion, all of them in Megillas Rus, Gedolei Hador Hayu. These were the giants of the generation. Uparnasei Hador Hayu, and they were also very wealthy. They were the supporters of the generation. They were what we call the Gvirim, the guys giving the tzedakah to the people who needed the help. Omipnei Manenshu, and why were they punished to die in Moab? Because they left the Holy Land to go to outside the Holy Land. But there was a famine. There wasn't much to eat. It was expensive, whatever was there. Yeah, but they were wealthy. They should have spent down their wealth to stay in Eretz Yisrael. One should not leave Eretz Yisrael.
The interesting idea is that, yeah, they get the punishment, but then they get the reward, the best reward, that from Ruth we have the Mashiach. So, maybe
their wife ends up marrying some other guy.
Well, it's the reincarnation of their soul. The reincarnation of Mahlon's soul. That's what the Ramban says. It's the Gilgal of Mahlon.
What's wrong with coming out of the city of Israel, let's say, to America, and let's say become a millionaire, and then help the city of Israel with money and with, you know. What
sounds like we were supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael.
That being in Israel more important than coming out and helping Israel.
Sounds like, yeah. I guess if it's... Sounds like the goal is to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the goal. But it depends how you interpret this. Right? The Gemara says you can leave if the prices have become very hard. But does that mean you can leave to earn more money? A guy will live in Eretz Yisrael and he'll have a limited life. He'll live in a two-bedroom apartment. Maybe he'll have one car. He goes to California. He can live in a house and he'll have three cars and a company. For the sake of three cars versus one car, would the Gemara permit to leave? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like when you can't afford the basics, so then you can leave. But if you can afford the basics,
making enough
stay.
Money to help a lot of yeshivas, let's say, in Israel, so,
yeah.
You know.
It sounds like it's better to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, it's for the Eretz Yisrael.
Easy, go back to Israel.
It's really serious now. I'm learning
on easy the whole time.
You know, I know he never said it, but I know he's not coming to America.
Your son?
Yeah. Wow. Because he's not saying to anybody. He always said, "Bezot Hashem b'chatuna shel zeh." So,
yeah, well, I guess it gets to really to the bigger question, right? The halachic question is, do we all have an obligation to pick up and move to Israel because there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael?
Come on.
So
you know.
That's a question in the Rishonim amongst the medieval authorities, right? Because Jews didn't go for many years. Jews did not go. It was a small attempts here and there, but for the most part, Jews did not go back to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is why? So there's some Rishonim who say that these Gemaros don't apply nowadays. This is the Tosfos in Ksubas of Chaim Cohen. He says because it's too dangerous to travel to Israel. He said getting to Israel is dangerous, and it's an important mitzvah to live in Israel, but it doesn't overrule, you know, danger to life. So the mitzvah no longer applies. So some say nowadays still, you know, it's dangerous to maybe not to travel there, but at least to live there is dangerous, some would say. Then you have the Megillas Esther, the author whose commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos, who says that the Rambam never counts in Sefer HaMitzvos a mitzvah to live in Israel. So therefore, perhaps the Rambam feels that nowadays there is no biblical obligation to move to the land of Israel. So, you know, there are discussions of Moshe Feinstein said that he felt that... contribute to Jewry in America. There's also reason to stay out of Israel. Clearly that was the thinking of Lubavitcher Rebbe and others, but you know, others said no. There's a mitzvah to live in Israel. The Ramban writes that the Rambam left out this mitzvah, and he disagrees with the Rambam for doing so, and the Ramban says there's an eternal mitzvah that every Jew and the Jewish nation as a whole should go to Israel and not let non-Jews live there. And we have to buy the land from the Goyim and keep it under Jewish hands. And that's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says that.
It seems like Hashem has a plan to bring Jews to Israel anyway.
Well, we'll see what happens today in France in the next 2 weeks.
But look at the Middle East.
It's terrifying. Jewry it's terrifying.
The Middle East, it's great.
No, it's not great.
The thing is
she's going to make it illegal to wear a yarmulke on the streets of France.
You have a dual Israeli French passport.
Rabbi Azrael is
You're saying they should move to Eretz Yisrael.
No, not necessarily, but France is historically very, very
The Lubavitcher Rebbe took the French anthem and he sang it, and he said that Sarfas and Gematria 770, which is also Gematria Beis Mashiach.
What, the Rebbe never made mistakes just because he said that?
Rabbi, as relates to this Gemara, they're referring, it sounds like they're referring to leaving Israel, so like it's different, going to Israel maybe. Versus leaving, right?
Maybe. So going further here about the disasters of Mahlon and Kilion, the Pasuk says about Rus, that when Naomi and Ruth came back from Moab to Eretz Yisrael, Vatehom Kalayir Alehen, and the whole city was stirring about them, Vatomarna, and they said, Azos Naomi, is this Naomi? My Azos Naomi, what do you mean, is this Naomi? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak explained, Amr, they said, Chazisim Naomi, look at Naomi, she yatzos me'aretz l'chutzlaret, she left Eretz Yisrael, went to outside of Israel, and Ma Ol Salah, look at what happened to her, she lost her husband, lost her sons, and lost all of her wealth. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Oso Hayom Shabbas Rus, Hamoavil Eretz Yisrael, that day that Rus came to Eretz Yisrael, Mesa Ishto Shel Boaz, that was the day that Boaz's wife died. In other words, God prepares the healing before the illness. So here there's going to be an illness of Boaz being lonely, not having a wife. God already prepared for him the replacement, Rus. I know Darmin, she goes, what people say, Ad Lo Shachiv Shichva, even before a person dies, Kaimu Mane Beise, the person appointed over his house is already standing. In other words, the person there to replace the wife and to help the house is already there. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Bar Rav Huna is the name of Rav. Ivtzan, the judge. Ivtzan is really another name for Boaz. Zeb Boaz. My Kamash, what's the Chiddush? So that tells us another lesson. That's to remind us of another lesson of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. I'm a Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna is the name of Rav. Meya ve'esem mishtos asa Boaz libana. Boaz made 120 parties for his children because he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. Shemamah, it says about Ivtzan, vayihilo shloshim banim u'shloshim banos.
How many
wives? I don't know. Sounds like only one.
No, I can't.
That's it. At least two, right, Rabbi?
That doesn't make sense. Yeah,
he had 60 kids.
From one.
Why not? Maybe they had. Maybe she was like the women in Egypt, six at a time. Ten births, six at a time, 60.
Unfinished business.
She was a She was a gibora. She was a heroic woman.
Okay.
Look at her strength. How many children she brought into the world? And look at how prolific Boaz was, how strong he was. He had 60 kids.
But that for sure, but wife-wise, I think maybe Boaz he had 20
families. He could have multiple wives, he was allowed. He's allowed to have multiple wives, it's fine.
He was allowed at the time,
yeah, could have, maybe he had multiple wives, it's all right. So Shenamah, the Pasuk says about Ibsam, he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. Shilach Achutza, he sent those 30 daughters out. He married them off. Ushloshim Banos Hevi Levanav Ben Achutz, and he brought in 30 girls for his 30 sons from the outside. Vayishbod Es Yisrael Sheva Shanim, and he was the judge for 7 years. Uvachalachas Viachas, and with each time that he made a wedding, either for his son or for his daughter, Asa Shtei Mishtos, he made two parties. Echad Beveis Aviv, one in his father's home, Echad Beveis Chamiv, one in his father-in-law's home. Uvakulun, even though he made 120 wedding parties, Lo zimin es Manoach, he never invited Manoach, the father of Shimshon. Why? Because Manoach, as we know, was barren. He had no children, and the wife of Manoach had no children. So he said like this, Shimshon was a miraculous birth. Amar, he said, Kudna Akra, this barren mule, but my parali, how's she going to pay me back? In other words, if I invite Manoach, so I'll invite him to my son's wedding, but he's never inviting me to his son's wedding because he doesn't have a son. Yeah. So I'm not inviting him. So this happened 120 times. He didn't invite Manoach.
That's not nice.
could be from.
So, I'm looking here in the footnotes of this beautiful Masifta Gemara. The Maharsha asks, how could such a big tzaddik like Boaz do this? So he answers that the norm in those situations was that they used to give each other gifts. That if I would come to your wedding, I would give you a gift. When you would come to my wedding, you would give me back the same gift or the same type of gift at my wedding. So since Manoach didn't have children, so here Manoach's going to give a gift, but Boaz can never give him back a gift. Someone Boaz didn't want to invite him because Soni Matana Sirka. You want to hate gifts, so he didn't want to invite him to get a gift without being able to give it back. That's the Marsha's explanation. The Ein Yaakov says, based on the Rav Nachman in Brachos, that Manoach was an ignorant man. So he didn't want to invite him to give him gifts, because he didn't want to give gifts to people who didn't share Torah. And Ben Yoyada says, that's the Ben Ishchai, that Boaz was worried that if he would invite Manoach, Manoach would be embarrassed, saying, oh, I'm invited, but I can never give back. So that's why he didn't invite him. All right. Tana, we learned it a Braisa. Bakula, now all these 60 children of Boaz, Mesu B'chayav, died in his lifetime. But you see, this is the greatness of saying that Boaz is Ivtzan. A man lost 60 married children. And then he lost his wife. And he still brought another child into the world. Kabbalah. He didn't stop. He didn't give up. He kept, what do they call it nowadays? Grit. Perseverance. He kept at it. He kept at it. What we call in the language of the Breslov writings, hischaskus. He strengthened himself. He kept at it. And keeping at it, that's what we learn. Out of that comes Mashiach. Out of that comes Mashiach. Out of Boaz comes Mashiach. That's what people say. If in your lifetime you had 60 children and they all die in your lifetime, Shitin Lamalach, what do you need those 60 for? Better to just give birth to that last one. The Mishitin Zariz, he's stronger and healthier than those 60. So you see that Boaz's first wife had 60 children, but Nebuch, none of them lasted. And better Rus, out of Rus he had one child, but out of Rus, Baruch Hashem, look what came. Okay, skipping the parentheses, that's just a way to remember the next few things. Melech, Avram, Esr, Shanim, Sheniftar, Nisnasi, Levado. Amar, Rav Chana, Barav, Amar, Rav. Rav Chana, Barav, Rav Chanan, Barav, is the name of Rav. Eli Melech, the husband of Naomi. And Salmon, the father of Boaz. And Ploni Almoni, that relative of Naomi that didn't want to marry Rus. And Avinami, the father of Naomi. Kulan, they were all relatives. They were Bnei Nachshon ben Aminadav Hayu. They were the children of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Michael Mashon wants the Chiddush. Shafilim Ish Yeshlos Chosavos. Even a person who has big merits is the child of Nachshon ben Aminadav, the person who was a Nasi and a Tzaddik, and the person who split the Yamsuf. Eino Medeslo B'shah Sheyotze Me'aretz L'chutz La'aretz. It's not going to help him if he leaves Eretz Yisrael. A person who is not loyal to Eretz Yisrael, even Tzchus Avos is not going to protect him. Amarav Chanan Barav Amarav. This is what Chanan Barav is the name of Rav. Imed Avram, the mother of Avram Avinu, her name was Amatlai Bat Karnavo. Imed Haman, the name of Haman, was Amat, the mother of Haman's name was Amatlai Bat Urviti. How do you remember it? Urviti is from the word Orev, a raven. Simanech Tame Tame. So the mother whose name was Raven, a raven's not a kosher animal, so that's Haman, the non-kosher being. The Tar Tar Karnavo sounds like sheep, which are kosher. So the mother who has the kosher name, she's her child is kosher, Avram Avinu. Imi the David, the mother of David, is Nitzvas Bas Adoel Shma. Her name was Nitzvas, daughter of Adol. And Imi the Shimshon, the mother of Shimshon, the wife of Manoach, was Tzlelfonis, the Achte, and his sister was Nashyan. Now who cares what these names are? You may have heretics who say, I don't believe that there was a Shimshon. What was his mother's name? Okay, well, here's his mother's name. What was his sister? What was the family? Here's the sister was Nashyan. Rav Chanan, Barav, Amarav, Rav Chanan, the son of Rav, the name of Rav. Esther, Shonam, Nechbash, Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu broke the idols, Nimrod put him into jail for 10 years. Shalosh, Bekuta, three in Kuta. Vesheva in Kardu. And seven in Kardu. Rav Yumin Arda, Mas Nipchas. 3 years in Kardu and 7 years in Kuta. Amar Rav Chizda said, Ibra Zeira de Kuta, the small passageway of Kuta, that's the area of Ur Kazdim. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Amar Rav. Rav Chanan, the son of Rav, is the name of Rav. Osva Yom Shnifter Avram Avinu Menolam, the day that Avram Avinu died, Amdu kol gdolim asolam b'shura. All the giants of the non-Jews stood in a row to mourn. And they said, oy loy la'olam, woe to the world. She'avad manhigo, that lost its leader. Oy loy la'sfina, and woe to the boat. She'avad kvernitza, that lost its captain. Okay, talking more about Rav Chanan bar Rav in the name of Rav. The pasuk says that David HaMelech says to Hashem, to you, God, is the rulership. V'amisnasi l'chol rosh. And the lifting up for every leader. I'm Rav Chanan bar Rav, Rav is the name of Rav. Afilu resh gar grusa. Even the person in charge of who's going to get the water from the well in his field and who's going to get the water tomorrow. Mishmaya mukmila. It's l'cha Hashem. Hashem appoints that leadership. Every position of leadership is appointed by God. I'm Rav Chiya bar Rav, and I'm Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Rav Chiya bar Rav is the name of Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom to say that Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion were punished for leaving Eretz Yisrael. Afilu matzu subin, even if the only grain available would have been, you know, this bad flour, thick flour, lo yatsu, they would never have left. So they were tzaddikim. They left because literally there was nothing to eat in Eretz Yisrael. So velmi pnei manhenshu. So then why were they punished for leaving? They were allowed to leave. You're allowed to live. You don't have to die in Eretz Yisrael. Sha'ilan levakesh rachmim al doram v'lo bikshu. They should have davened for their generation and they didn't. Shenamar b'zakuch. When you scream out, yatziluch kibbutzayich, it'll save you the ingathering. In other words, because they didn't daven for their generation, they died. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Chanan said, "Name of Rabbi Yochanan." We learned that you can't leave Eretz Yisrael for Chutz La'aretz, even if the grain becomes very expensive. Lo shanu ela mos bezol uperos biyoker. This is true when you have money, but there isn't much grain. Avol mos biyoker. But if there isn't much money around. Afilu amdu arba sa'in b'sela, even if four sa'av come down to be at the price of a sela, yotzin, you can leave if you don't have any money. So of what help is the fact that the price of grain is low? If you don't have money, so you can't eat, so then you can leave Eretz Yisrael. So I'm Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said, Nihirna, I remember, karavu kaimin arba sa'in b'sela. I remember a situation, Rabbi Yochanan we know was the author of Talmud Bavli, he was the greatest Torah scholar in Eretz Yisrael. The price of wheat had gone down, four saw for a sela, and yet have an efficient efikim kfan. There were so many people who had bloated stomachs because of hunger in Tverium, less Isar, because nobody had a coin to buy it. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, talking about things he remembered. And you hear, and I remember, kad lo avim mitagin po alaya, when there were workers who could not rent themselves out, lemidnach karta, to work in the east of the city, because, again, because of the hunger, apparently, there was the smell coming, the western wind is a strong wind, so they smelled the bread, and they couldn't afford it, and they were hungry, so they were just meriach pita from the smell of the bread, might, and they would die, so they wouldn't go out to work in the east of the city. Rabbi Yochanan said further, and here now I remember, there was a child who would break a sword and hold the two halves in his right and his left. And there would be a string of honey rolling on his two shoulders because the dates were so generous and there was just honey flowing right off of them or flowing onto children. Belazar said further, and here, and I remember, I remember a raven taking meat. Again, a string of honey flowing from the dates. Meirosh Shura from the top of the mountain, from the top of the wall that he was standing, La'ara, all the way to the ground. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, here and I remember, when young boys and a young girl were playing in the market. And Kivar Shis Esrei, Kivar Sheva Esrei, they were 16, 17 years old, and nevertheless, Lavu Chatin, they didn't sin, even though they were playing with each other. Rabbi Yochanan said, here and I remember, Karavu Amrin Be Midrasha, and he used to say in the base Medrash, Demo De Lahon, Nafil Be Adehon, that if a person praises the Gayim, and he admits to them he's going to fall in their hands. To misrachetz aleihon, and if a person trusts the Goyim, delay dilhon, whatever is his is theirs, they're going to take it from him. If he trusts them and he reveals to them what he has, they're just going to take it all away. Going back to Rus, it says, Ksiv, Machlon v'Kilion. The one in Rus, their names are Machlon and Kilion. But in Divrei Hayamim, they have a different name. Their names are Yoash and Sarath. So Rav and Shmuel had an argument. Chad Amar Machlon v'Kilion Shman. Their names really were Machlon and Kilion. Lama Nikra Shman Yoash. Why are their names also Yoash and Sarath? Yoash and Esyashim and Ageula. They gave up on redemption. They didn't trust God that he would save them from famine. And Sarav, Sheneschaibu Sreifel HaMakom, that they deserve to be burned because they left Eretz Yisrael. Chadamar once said, Yoash v'Sarav Shman, their names were Yoash and Sarav. V'lama Nikra Shman Machlon v'Kilion, why are their names Machlon and Kilion? Machlon, Sheasu Gufan Chulin, they made their bodies secular by leaving Eretz Yisrael. And Kilion, Sheneschaibu Kloyel HaMakom, they deserve death for having left Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Lutin Abraisa, Kemand Amar, like the one who says Machlon and Kilion, Shman, their names are Machlon and Kilion. The Tanya Lutin Abraisa, my Dechsev was the meaning of the Pasuk. V'yokim v'anshei choseva, v'yoash v'saraf, asher ba'alu l'moa, v'yashuvu lachem. V'advar matikim, so the whole Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim gets interpreted. Yokim is Yehoshua. Shehekim shvua l'anshei givon, that he made a promise to the people of Givon. The people of Givon came and claimed that they came from far away, and they happened to meet him, and it was a lie. They were really locals, and they should not have been allowed to stay. But Yehoshua made a promise to them, he converted them, and he allowed them to work for the Mishkan. Anshe Koziva, the false people, are the people of Givon. Elu Anshe Givon, Shekizu be Yehoshua, that they lied to Yehoshua. Really, they were some from the seven nations, and Hashem had said we're supposed to kill them out. And Yehoshua didn't. V'yoash v'saraf, that's Machlon and Kilion, also from the tribe of Yehuda. V'lama nikra shman Yoash v'saraf, why are their names Yoash and Saraf? Yoash and Esyashim and Agula, they despaired from redemption. And Saraf, Sheneschaivu Sreifu Lamakom, they deserve to be burnt against because of what they did against God. Asher ba'alu l'moav, Shenasu nashim Moavios, they married Moabite women. Vayashuvi lachem zu Rusa Moavia. This is Rus. Sheshava v'nidbeka be'Beis Lechem Yehuda. She came back and she attached herself where? In Beis Lechem. Vadvar matikim. And these things are ancient. Var malalu. These things that Machlon and Kilion went out and married Rus. And out of Rus came Mashiach. Atik yomai amaran. God said it in the Ancient of Days. Well before it happened, God already put it in place. Tachsivs, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Matzasi David Avdi. I found David, my servant. Where did he find him? In stone. And it says, when destroying stone, your two daughters who are found. And out of the daughters of stone who were found came Moav. And out of Moav came Rus. And ultimately came Mashiach. Going on in the Pesukim and Divrei Hayamim, the Pasuk says, Hey Mahayotrim, V'yoshvei Netaim, Ugdeira, Imamelech, Bemalachto, Yashvu Sham. Hey, my Yotzrim, Elu b'nei Yonadav ben Rechev, Shenatzru Shvuas Aviem, that they kept the promise of their father. Yoshvei Netzayim, Zeh Shlomo, Shedomo Netiyah b'malchuso. He's like a sapling in his ruler, because he grew. G'deira is Sanhedrin. Shegadru Pirtzoseya and Shal Yisrael, that they fill in the breaches of the Jewish people. Im HaMelech b'malachto Yashvu Sham, with the king in his service, they lived there. So Rus HaMoavia, this is Rus, Sherasa B'malcho Shlomo, she saw the kingdom of Shlomo, Ben Bino, Shen Bel Ben Bina. She lived long enough to see Shlomo, who was the grandson of her grandson. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, that Shlomo, Vayasim Kisei Le'im HaMelech, he set aside a throne for the mother of the king, Amr Belazar, Ima Shal Malchus, the mother of royalty, namely Rus. Tanar Abban, we learned in a Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'achaltim natvua yashan. And if you'll be blessed, you'll eat from the grain old. What does it mean, go old? Below Slamaninton. What, my below Salminton? What does it mean? Without Salminton? Rav Nachman, Amr, below Ritzinta. There won't be any worms in the grain. And Rav Shesha Samar below Shadifa, there won't be any floods. And, you know, there won't be moisture that would cause the grain to be unable to stay good for a long time and make it rot. Everything, the grain's going to stay for a very long time. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Sheshes, we learned in a brisa like Rav Sheshes. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Nachman, we have a brisa like Rav Nachman also. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Nachman, v'achaltem yashan, you'll eat the old grain, yachal yuhu Yisrael. Does that mean the Jews are going to be eating old grain, mitzapin l'chadash, mipnei yashan shekala, and they're going to be looking for the new grain because the old grain is going to be wiped out by the worms. Tamalomar ad bo tfuasa, that's what the pasuk says, until its grain will come. Ad shetavo tfuah me'aleh, until the grain comes on its own, they won't be needing to do anything for it because they will still have the old grain. Tanya kavasa edu Rav Sheshes, we learned it in Brice like Rav Sheshes, v'achaltum natfuah yashan, you'll eat from the grain, it'll be old. Yachal Yehu Yisrael, maybe the Jews are going to finish all the old grain, mitzapa l'chadash, and looking forward to the new grain, mipnei yashan, because the old grain, shera, became bad, because it, you know, got ruined with the moistures. Tamad lomer, ad bo tfu asad, shetavo tfu me'alea, the grain's going to come growing on its own, you're not going to need to early on, you know, cut grain and dry it. Everything's going to be great. Nothing's going to ruin the grain from aging. The pasuk says, if we keep the mitzvahs, v'achaltem yashan noshan, you'll eat old of old. The grain is going to age. It's going to get better as it gets old. So, you might say that's only true about things that normally get better with age, like wine. Let's say fruits, apples, oranges. How do we know that they're going to get better with age if we do the mitzvahs? That's the pasuk says, Yashan noshan mikol makom. All the different types of becoming old. Then the pasuk says, it'll be so good, v'yashan mipnei chadash totziu, you're going to remove the old to make way for the good. Malamit shayu otsaros malein yashan. They're going to have storehouses filled with the old grain. Ugranos, and also storehouses out in the fields, Malay and Chadash, filled with the new grain. Yisrael Omen, the Jews are going to say, Hey, Chnot Zizem, how can we throw out the old grain, which is still good, for the sake of the new grain? Amrav Papa, Rav Papa said, Kol Miliatika Ma'alya. All things that age get better. Levad Mitami, except for dates, Vishichra, and beer. The harsana and small little fish. Hajan Allah, that's the Shem is Barach, Hamocher is the Sfina, the Hadrach.